Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Dan, tonight we're hitting the rewind button and talking about the 7-Up Cool Spot. Do you remember those guys?
I loved the 7-Up Cool Spots. I was a big fan of the video game especially, because when I was growing up playing Nintendo, we'd go down to our local video store or grocery store, because back then, believe it or not, you could rent video games and movies out of a grocery store. Our first one for us was Community Cash.
Is everybody ready? Let's go.
Your Community Cash store has thousands of the brands you trust.
And we would rent the 7-Up Cool Spot game. It was, I forget what to compare it to. It was like Othello or Chinese Checkers or something. But basically, it was you would control a character to flip-flop or dance or run across a board where there were these spots. And the point was you would land your spot someplace that it would turn spots around it to its color. And whoever dominated this board of spots in their color was the winner of the game.
Interesting. I never played the video game. I remember it being on the shelf at like the game store and, like you said, the video rental, but it's never one that I played. And I know there ended up being two or three different ones over the course of the 90s.
Well, there was only the one that I described for Nintendo, and they had a version of that for Game Boy, which I never played. But later, for the Super Nintendo and for the Genesis, there was a 7-Up Cool Spot game. Mm-hmm. That was actually like a platform gamer where it was about going left to right and just jumping and jumping enemies and collecting points. It was all about you were controlling the one last cool spot that hadn't been captured by who? I don't remember. I don't know what the point of that was for the game. I don't know who was catching cool spots or what they wanted the cool spots. But the point of the game was you were the last cool spot that wasn't captured, and you were supposed to go around saving and freeing the rest of the cool spots that were captured. So you would go through levels that were at the beach, which was really cool, because that's how the game opens. It's just like the commercial, the one where he's flying in, surfing on the 7-Up bottle, which litters on the beach. And then he jumps off and goes to a beach, and he goes through like a toy room and a crawl space, and it was a cool game. I enjoyed playing it, and I still regularly play it in the background, because in my animation studio, I have a setup where I have TVs that regularly play like the test demo screens of video games, and that's one of them that I like to go to all the time.
Okay. I'll have to check that out next time I'm there. I'll be on the lookout for a Sega Genesis version. I still have I picked up the Sega little set that came out a couple years ago where you can put the old cartridges in.
Yeah, I got that. Now, the version I have of the Cool Spot game is the one I have the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. But I was also telling you how I have some other memorabilia as well, because I am a fan of the Cool Spot. So I have like the little bendy figures about the size of my hand. Yes. I have a Cool Spot magnet for the fridge for notes and stuff to hold up there. It's not a whole lot of other merchandise, but I was also telling you how surprisingly there is. So Cool Spot for Halloween had a Cool Spot Halloween theme where instead of the red dot, I think it was on a pumpkin.
It was a pumpkin, yeah.
And sometime around then in the 90s when he was on the pumpkin, they made a giant, like it's pretty big, a giant 7-Up plush doll that was the pumpkin version for Halloween. And that has been on eBay for a long time now at like $1,200. You just looked this up.
$1,200. We just looked it up before we started the show. And I vaguely remember seeing those, but had forgotten all about the Halloween tie-in until you just mentioned it, but $1,200 for a plush.
Yeah, I'm not. Not dropping $1,200 on a plush. I mean, I've dropped. It takes a lot for me to drop serious money on something that's a useless hunk of plastic that I just gotta have, or even a comic book.
Right.
But definitely not. I'm not dropping that kind of cash for a. No. In fact, I think I swear to God, it would be cheaper just to have somebody make you a handmade original.
Right.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, and according to the internet, it's a dead mascot now. So who's gonna?
Oh, the internet says it's a dead mascot.
The internet says it's a dead mascot. Well, actually, I believe it was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1998 when they canned the float. Do you remember the cool spot float that used to be in the parade? Well, yeah.
So what was so special about the float? Did they have people running around in cool spot costumes? Or
no, I'm sorry, it wasn't a float. It was a balloon. So
it was just balloon. Yeah, okay. One of the big balloons. Totally different.
Not a float.
Totally different. Yeah. Totally different.
Hey, thanks, man. Stay cool.
Yes, so the cool spots were all over the place in the late 80s, early 90s. They quickly went from the soft drink aisle to the snack food aisle. Do you remember So Delicious with the 7-Up cool spot flavor?
Add some pop with new So Delicious, the soda pop fruit snacks with the tingly soda sensation.
Or were these like the little gummy treats in the shape of soda bottles?
Soda bottles, yeah.
I do remember that, yeah. I didn't have any. So I take it that, I mean, obviously they must have tasted like 7-Up.
I do not recall. I don't know if they ever made it into our shopping cart, but I remember seeing them in the store. And I believe it was also, remember they had 7-Up, they had soda-flavored gum in like they look like the Halls packages.
No, that I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I briefly remember that. And then they were just kind of like everywhere. They made it to the toy store. Like you said, you have the Bendy figure. I know there are a couple of different, you know, plastic toy varieties, the Bendy being one, some other plushes, the sunglasses.
Yeah, you could buy the 7-Up Cool Spot sunglasses, which I think those, I mean, that was only made for the size of like 8-year-olds,
yeah.
I think.
I don't know. I was probably 8 when they were...
In other words, it's one of those I wouldn't go back and buy today for any reason because it's not going to fit my head for one, and two, if I can't wear them, then what was the point?
Sponsored by 7-Up and your local 7-Up bottler.
The most vivid memories I have of the cool spots are the Christmas commercials, and even to this day, like when Christmas time rolls around, I want to drink a cherry 7-Up, and I think it just harkens back to just having fun watching Christmas specials, and you'd see the cool spots interacting with Santa Claus and getting into mischief under the Christmas tree and that little bit of Christmas magic sprinkled at the end of the commercial.
Yeah, I remember some of those commercials as well. So you grew up with that VHS tape that had like all the recorded Christmas specials on it as well, like Garfield and Night Before Christmas and Claymation and all that stuff?
Yes, the Claymation, Will, what was it, Will Forte, Will Wharton, Will
The creator of the California Raisins,
yes.
And the Noid from Domino's. I forgot, I'm forgetting his name at the moment. But
Will
you're,
Vinton?
That's it.
Yeah, there we go.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was, we'd watch it every year, and I think it had like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Charlie Brown. Yeah. And
Grinch.
All those Christmas commercials, and that was part of the fun for me. It was the Christmas spirit that those commercials brought to it.
When you have a taste for the holidays, you want a soft drink that tastes like the holidays. You want the crisp, clean choice that's everyone's favorite icebreaker. 7-Up, the Uncola. Because you never know who might drop in.
Stop by the Winter Wonderland for holiday savings on all 7-Up products. And make the season bright.
And I like the spot so much, I don't know why they... I mean, eventually everything goes away. I mean, Ronald McDonald went away, for God's sake. But
right.
I was disappointed to realize that one day that, yeah, the cool spots were completely gone. I guess they got replaced. We were talking about Orlando Jones when he came on board to do the 7-Up Yours campaign.
Yep, make 7-Up Yours.
So I guess that was about the time of their exit, and they never really came back. And that's a shame, because I think it's mascot gold. I don't know why they would do away with them.
I'm hoping we get a Cool Spot return, because there was just something special about those little mischievous anthropomorphic dots that peeled themselves off the bottles and ran wild.
Well, I got good news for you, Dal. If you just take a magic marker and you just draw a pair of sunglasses right there, you got your 7-Up spot every time you take a sip of this can.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to go out to the garage, and the rest of these cans that I have in the 12-pack, we're going to turn these into Cool Spots.
Yeah, just magic marker right there. Take the 2-liter bottle, do the same thing, make it last a little while longer.
So the Cool Spots actually got their start on TV in 1987. We just rewatched a series of those commercials. They were a bit boring, but they were...
I didn't think so. Weren't boring to me.
Well, yeah, you're right. But compared to the energy and frolicking we got later on, they were a bit tame, with a little voiceover and them pulling the color out of the soda. When your diet's too brown... Whatever that means. That's literally what the voiceover guy says. You know,
when your cola is too brown.
Yeah.
Taken at face value, your diet routine seems to have gotten brown. Why not come out of the shadow and into the light of Diet 7-Up, the Uncola?
When your diet cola is too brown,
when you're tired of drinking shit, clear it up with 7-Up,
the Uncola.
Uncolon.
Just a year later, they were in toy stores. We talked about some of that. And then, 1993 is when the Cool Spots video game landed on all the systems, just called Cool Spot. Then it actually did get a sequel, according to my research. Spot Goes Hollywood in 1995. Do you ever remember seeing that?
I'll have to look that up. I did not know there was a sequel to it.
Apparently, or at least, you know, according to the internet.
I'm not as much of a semi-quasi almost fan as I claimed I was, I guess.
Well, there's always room to grow. That's what I've learned in life. And yeah, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon made it there in 1988 as well, and stayed there for 10 years. And that's when, like I said, the Parade Society...
So it flew for... From 1998 to 2008?
From 88 to 98.
Oh, 88 to 98. Okay. Yeah.
And then in 98, they said, no more. It's a dead mascot. We're not bringing it back. So, I guess somewhere in the late 90s is when they really just disappeared. If you could bring back the Cool Spots for one more commercial, what would your Cool Spot commercial be?
Probably them. It's a good question. I'd have them just in a shopping aisle at the grocery store, just causing havoc, but like making sure people have tons of 7-Up in their grocery cart instead of Sprite, probably.
Feels like with all the technology we have now, there'd be some real opportunity for Cool Spots to really get into mischief and like order some kind of like Uber Eats of 7-Up delivery or something.
Or better yet, you know how the 99 Crime wine bottles, have they have those QR codes for bringing the characters to life on the bottle labels? If you do that with 7-Up drinks or 7-Up cans or 2-liter bottles and have a QR code that brings a spot to life and dancing around on the bottle through your cell phone, that would be awesome.
That's a $1 million idea. Keurig Dr. Pepper, I hope you're listening to this and make that a reality, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
That would be fun. But for now, we're stuck just magic markering our characters to life on our cans.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do to get by. Sometimes all you need is a magic marker and a can of cola. The Uncola.
A 7-Up. The Uncola. Mm-hmm. It's a clean, crisp change from the everyday.
I was going to riff on the history of 7-Up. Did you know... Briefly, before it was the lemon lime soda, it was the lithium soda.
They were putting metal in the soft drink?
Yeah, liquid lithium to treat, I believe it was bipolar disorder or something.
So back in the day, we had actual crack cocaine and metal in our soft drinks.
Well, I don't know if crack cocaine, I don't think that had been invented yet, but there was cola leaf extracts in Coca-Cola.
Okay, cocaine. There was cocaine in our colas.
Cocaine, lithium, who knows what they put in the stuff. You don't even want to know what the Dr. Pepper's 28, is that the number of spices and ingredients?
No, 23.
23, okay.
Dr. Pepper's 23 flavors of awesome.
Lately, it seems your soft drink is always coming up colas. Odds are, you could use a change. If so, try a crisp, clean break that is the Uncola.
So tell me, do you prefer 7-Up or do you prefer Sprite? Because around these parts, 7-Up is kind of scarce. You go to your drink fountain at the gas station, at the movie theater. It's going to be 9 out of 10 times Sprite.
Are the whatever the current Pepsi equivalent of it? I believe now we're on Starry.
Oh, I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, I think that's their new lemon lime soda. They got rid of Sierra Mist and they got rid of whatever predated that. I can't even remember. But if there's an option, you know, Sprite or 7-Up, I'm inclined to go with 7-Up. I like the there's something it's a little more tart, a little less sweet than Sprite. How about you?
As much as I'm a fan of the cool spot, I am a little torn between Sprite and 7-Up because I do think Sprite has I think you just said it. Sprite's a little sweeter, which makes me like it just a little more. But I can just as easily drink this if you put it in front of me. Like, I wouldn't have a second thought. I could just down it, no problem. So I'm kind of torn, a little half and half on that.
Now, if it's one of those Coca-Cola freestyle machines where I can put some extra lime in the Sprite, I'm all about it. Or if I get an opportunity to have a cherry 7-Up, like I said, it takes me back to Christmas every time. And
See, I can't do all that mixing at the whatever you want drink machine and magic concoctions. I can't. I'm not one of those people that mixes all the drinks. Okay. Like, just give me the one I want and I'm out of there.
So when you were a kid and you went to McDonald's on a field trip and someone dared you to, they called it like a suicide when I was a kid, and you'd get a little bit of each of the things on the soda fountain.
No, I never did that. That's what you guys are daring each other to do, to drink all, like, five flavors at once?
Yeah, I vividly remember trying it and hating it. Of course, yeah. But, you know, that was back in the days when you could go back to the soda fountain as many times as you wanted at McDonald's. You know, that's a thing of the past these days.
Is it? I could have sworn I didn't experience that last time I went to McDonald's.
Well, allegedly, it's going to be a thing of
having
the past.
Having FaceTime at the counter ordering food at McDonald's, that's a thing of the past because they make you go through the damned kiosk now. I just stick to the drive-thru, or have been since COVID, because that's the only way you can talk to a person anymore about what you want.
Right. Oy, we need the cool spots to wreak havoc on those damn things.
Yes. That would be nice.
Maybe if they ever come back as a fix your...
maybe that should be the commercial we come up with now, is people who criminals who just take 7-Up cans to the places they want to rob, and they just let the little 7-Up spots do all the dirty work for them, like crawling through the security systems and grabbing whatever it is they want to take.
Leave little instructions inside the can or the bottle,
CSI in there. All I could find is these little thumbprints of these microscopic size all around the crime scene.
Tiny gloves. Where did these even come from? Did they wear gloves? I feel like they did. Like little white
spots?
Gloves. Yeah.
They had the white sneakers and the white gloves.
White sneakers, white gloves, black sunglasses. It was a look. Did you ever have a Cool Spot t-shirt?
Nope. Did you?
I don't think I had one, but I remember wanting one or looking at them or thinking they were cool or wanting to win one on the little promotions that they used to have where if you got the whatever code on the bottle cap, you could call in and get the t-shirt or mail it in.
Oh, that's right. So they have one of those prizes under the bottle cap campaigns, didn't they? But I don't remember what you won from them.
But grab all the 7-Up caps you can, because if you match the winner score in the final game, you'll win a t-shirt or basketball shoes from Foot Locker or $10,000.
Usually it was, get another 7-Up. You know, that seemed to be what I would win if I won anything.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. But you had to go through like 10 of them to get one. The thing I remember most is there were those, I don't know if they were an item you could actually buy or if they were just a marketing giveaway from 7-Up to retailers, but I would see it on like the grocery store counter. It was kind of behind the service desk. It was a phone that was in the cradle was in the shape of a Cool Spot.
Oh, I forgot about that. There was a 7-Up Cool Spot phone that you could buy or win or get somehow. Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah, if you remember the old phones, it looked like Mickey Mouse, where you put the phone, you hang up the phone in his hand, just replace Mickey Mouse with a 7-Up spot, and you had the same thing. Yeah.
You can get a spot phone for $26.99 with a proof of purchase from 7-Up.
Hello? Dasher, it's for you.
I remember as a kid thinking that was like the cream of the cream of telecommunications. Between that and the Garfield phone, which I didn't have either one, but now I can just go on eBay and probably find one. I need to.
I bet you could.
Probably at outrageous prices that I don't want to pay, but.
You know, after growing up with all seeing all those different wild, crazy versions of phones in movies and TV shows, I've never seen, like, you know, the football phone from Sports Illustrated. Like, I've never seen anybody with that stuff growing up, except my uncle. I remember growing up, he had a phone that was made of Legos.
That's
and quite that was really cool.
I remember one shaped like a hamburger that I saw in someone's house at one time.
Oh, so you saw one of those? Yeah, I've seen those. You can see one in the class of Newcomb High Part 3.
When your soft drink forecast calls for one too many colas, why not make a change to a cold, crisp 7-Up? For fast, temporary relief from the cola thing, look at this. It's the Un-Cola 7-Up. When you've got a taste for un, there's only one.
Well, I am tapped out. The Un-Cola can is empty.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to have to go get more.
Let's do it. Thanks for tuning in and hitting the rewind button with us. Hope you enjoyed this off-the-rails episode. We just kind of winged it. And if you like what you saw, hit subscribe, like, do all the things. Tell us all the things we got wrong in the comments. We love that. Really, I like to learn things, so...
Bye.
Bye.
Sometimes you just gotta say bye.